time.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the V Show, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Bobby V.
And we welcome you to the We Wanted a Wednesday edition of the V Show on ESPN 680, 105.7. A lot of stuff to get into, as always. We've been trying to. Yesterday we didn't do it, and we actually missed a guy. The updating the show or starting the show with the updates from the transfer portal. And Louisville added a player, Corin Johnson, who's a nice combo guard from Washington. So again, for the updates, for the score, everybody in Louisville's roster pretty much gone. They're in the portal. The Tyler Johnson hasn't decided. Okorafor hasn't decided. Ivanovich hasn't decided. Dennis Evans, we don't even know if he's going to play. And Caleb Glenn hasn't decided. Everybody else is gone. The guys coming in, most of you know, Ali Khalifa is in. James Scott is in. Rayne Smith is in. Javon Hadley was Terrence Edwards. And now this last one, just coming on board, Corin Johnson. And you know, it's funny. We had a discussion yesterday. A texter prompted it. It was a good point. You know, I still am kind of, I guess, married to the way things were, and that is, it's very hard. I've said many times, I still do believe there's some element of truth to it. It's hard to win. The second hardest thing to do is win. The hardest thing to do is win after you've lost for a while. And Louisville, of course, has had a couple of rough years in a row. But that was largely because you weren't cleaning house. I mean, everybody wasn't going. And you had kind of that mindset that was there, and you had to overcome that. You had to change the climate, the culture, if you will, the attitude. And so but like somebody said, well, you know, Kentucky, they're talking about going back to the NCAA and making a run and all that kind of stuff. And Louisville would be happy to get a winning season and get to the NIT. And Texter was asked, seriously, why? What's the difference? They both have no players. It's a good point. It's maybe we're married to the old school thinking, which was, like I said, second hardest thing to do is win. Hardest thing to do is win after you've lost. And this program's been down for a while. So to get from where they've been to that level seems a greater leap than from a Kentucky team that, you know, had 20 wins and was certainly not a terrible season. But none of those guys are going to be there in all likelihood. So you're right. I don't know. It remains to be seen. We may have to change our attitude, just completely look at every year as its own entity and forget everything else. Although I don't think anybody else in the ACC has had the whole roster leave. So I do think that's an adjustment. It's not that easy to just plug players in. They've got to get used to each other. They got to learn how to play whatever the system is and all of that. So I still think it's going to be tough, but you know, points well taken. You might as well dream big if you got a whole new roster. Why not? Having said that, I really like what Pat Kelsey's doing in terms of how he's trying to put this team together, because it looks like, again, in fairness, and I always try and be candid, you know, I don't know a lot of these players because I didn't really have their games. I had one Washington game, so I have to go back and look at my book for, you know, Johnson. But there's nobody else that I had because, I mean, it was as fine a job as he did. We didn't have a lot of the non-Power 6 games. I didn't have the guys at James Madison or at Charleston. And I didn't have Javon Hadley played in Power 6, I didn't have a Colorado game. So I'm going based on what experts say and then watching a little tape – and watching some video. And the only thing I'll say is, you know, there's no a ballow in this thing. You know, there's no super player that leaps out at you in this class. There aren't many of those guys in the portal, and they don't have any. Everybody'd love if they could get a, you know, potential star. But this is smart, man. You take guys that have a certain style of play. All of them look like they're willing passers. They all look, they got some shooters in the bunch. They look like they play hard. They come from winning programs. All of them won to varying degrees. So I like that. So I think he's, and he's got positions, you know, he's got positions covered. He's got a great shooter in Rain Smith, which they definitely needed. He's got a big guy in Scott. Javon Hadley is another shooter, a shooting guard, and played at a very high level. So, you know, I think that, again, for the reasons I just talked about, seems to be a not insignificant thing. You got now Khalifa is not going to play this year, but down the road, it gives him another big person, a big player. Terrence Edwards is a hell of a player. He was the player of the year in that league. That is a combo guard. So you got a combo guard in him, shooting guard in Hadley, shooting guard in Smith, a center in Scott. So you got that. You've got Corin Johnson is another combo guard. It's a wing in my mind. So he's got a wing. So he's got three wings, right, if you want to look at it that way, and a front court guy in Scott and another front court guy in Khalifa, who's not going to play this year. So he needs, you know, could definitely use some, like everybody, always looking at front court guys. Fans are always looking at big guys. But, you know, I believe, going back to name you won't remember, Luke Campanelli was a very successful coach at James Madison, coached at Cal. And he said, I'll never forget, I heard him in clinic say, the single biggest overrated aspect of a basketball team is the size, the sheer size of your team. Size is drastically overrated. 6'3 guys that can play are always going to be more valuable than 6'9 guys who can't. And that's the truth. And you know, look at Denny's teams. My God, Denny's won the national championship. What, no player was bigger than 6'7", right? 6'7", 6'8". I mean, so if you got the right mix of players, I don't think they're going to win the national championship with the guys they brought in to this point, but they are going to be a whole hell of a lot better. And that's the first year is absolutely, you know, we talked about that, and it's no different, even with a portal in place. Building your program is four steps. What are they? You gotta be competitive. You gotta improve. You gotta win, and you gotta maintain winning. Sadly, they never even got to step one in the 2 years that Kenny was here. They were hardly competitive. I don't think you could call that run very competitive. Just every time it looked like they finally had taken the first step, they would do something and make you scratch your head and go, "How the hell did they do that?" So, I just find it hard to believe that this group will not be competitive right out of the jump. And then hopefully they'll improve and, you know, get to winning, and we'll see. May win this year. To what level they do, we'll find out. But we forgot to mention that yesterday. I think by the time we came on the air, he'd already committed. So I think we just absolutely left that out. Corin Johnson. When did he commit yesterday? It was yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Yeah, we should have definitely got that mentioned. So I apologize to you for that. So there you go. So you got guys coming in from Washington, from James Madison, from Colorado, two from Charleston, and one from BYU. So we'll see. And, he's got a real non-Eastern bias there, Pat. get some Eastern guys in this mix. So we'll see where they go. Like what he's doing, though. And he's working. He is, forget about burning the candle at both ends. He's burning it at both ends with a, never seen a guy light a fire in the middle of the candle either. But there you go. The guys, I don't, you know, and again, who knows? I never know who's really involved with who in the portal thing. Like, I don't know where, what's going on with Caleb Glenn. Where's he going to go, you know? It's kind of much more hush-hushy than I think high school recruits, which is a much longer ongoing process. So I got to be honest, I'm digging the portal. I really am. That's much more pleasant for me to follow.
I was going
to
say, you're actually having fun with this.
No, because these guys play. I've watched them. I want to see. I've covered some of them. I've seen them. We're not betting on the come. We're not talking about, you know, this. I love Paul Biancardi, and he does such a diligent job reporting on it, but we're not betting on, well, I think he's going to. I think we know. This is what a guy did. Omar Ballo, at a very high level, averaged 12.9 points, 10.1 rebounds, and 1.3 blocks per game, and had 20 double-doubles. I don't have to guess whether he's going to be successful at the high Division I level. I've got it right there. It's a laboratory experiment. We had, I think with that, we could say this dude can play at a very high level at that level, a very high efficiency at that level. So I like that. And so that's what I'm looking at for these guys. And, you know, James Madison, that really impresses me because they were a mid-major that powered their way into the national rankings and stayed there for the whole year, basically. And he was the player of the year in that league. That says something to me. We're not betting on the come with that guy either. So, but we'll see now how they mesh. But what I'm looking at from watching the little highlights I can see and some other comments and analysis, their skill set looks like Pat has a very clear idea of what he wants. And I love that. He wants a team that's going to share the ball, and they've got shooters, and they're going to play hard. I mean, that's what I hear about every guy on his list. Oh, he plays hard. So there you go. Now, the guys in the portal that are the highest ranked ones. Now, again, you can debate this too, but I don't have a problem with this because you have seen these guys. So you can say, sure, I like this guy ahead of that guy because I've seen him do this, that, or the other. But Ballo was the highest guy on the portal. And he, of course, as you know, committed up the road a bit.
Right.
He's going to IU. Jonell Davis from Florida Atlantic, everybody thought that he would follow his head coach, Dusty May, to Michigan, but now there seems to be some speculation that that is not the case. So he's still out there wandering around. So we don't know. A.J. Storr transferred away from Rick Pitino's program, and then I did have his game. Yeah, that dude could play. He could really play. He went to Wisconsin after transferring from St. John's, and don't know. We're not sure what he's going to do, but that seems to be the third. He was the third highest ranked player in the portal. I could see why that kid could play. I'm trying to find if there's some news here. Somebody may hear some stuff. No, I don't think anything's more current than this. I don't know if you hear something, that's fine. Like I said, I'm interested in it. I enjoy it, but I don't wake up first thing in the morning and get on the phone and try and say, hey, you know, what's the latest on AJ Storr or whatever. So if there's more news, I'm sorry if I don't have the latest, but I'm just giving you the list, and I don't know where he's going right now. Tucky DeVries from Drake has committed to West Virginia. That's a good get for them. He's the number four guy on the list. This guy's name, who I don't know, I should have seen them because they were ranked. They were really good. Great Asobar from Utah State, a 6'11 center. He's transferred from Montana State to Utah State, and he's going to go again. He's like, I'm on the move. So
I've been everywhere, man.
We'll see. He's big and strong, averaged over 17.5 points a game and 9 rebounds with 15 double-doubles. I'd take that guy. Kobe Johnson has already gone. He probably didn't even have to change apartments. He's went from USC to UCLA. So that's the sixth guy on the list. Javon Small, the point guard from Oklahoma State, went from East Carolina to Oklahoma State. And not sure where he's going. There's no, like, even hints. Usually they give you, like, a little hint looking possibly here, possibly.
Yeah, right. No, who they've got their list narrowed down to. Or nothing.
This is only a couple days old, too, so I don't think it's that far out of date here. Cliff Amori. I don't know how to say his last name. Omori.
Is that the Rutgers kid?
Yes.
Yeah, he's nasty.
But he's not a nice fella? You don't like him?
Nah, you know what I mean.
Really? Got a boy dad?
He's bad? What do you mean he's bad? He's not a good player?
It's kind of weird though that he's leaving because they got two really good recruits coming in this year.
But why are you trying to make sense of the portal?
Just I know. It doesn't
like,
make sense.
You know, it's like sitting down at a party and there's a dish there, and you know the stuff in it is not really healthy for you, but it's delicious. And so
just indulge.
Just gonna eat. Just dig in, man.
Indulge.
In fact, I'm going for seconds. Can I get a second on that? Sure, enjoy that. Oh, that is really good. What's the nutritional breakdown of this?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about nothing.
Don't worry about nothing.
So that's where we are. Yeah. So he is, this is a guy who averaged 10 points, 8 rebounds. He's got one season remaining. Even the Dukies participating in this. Even the Dukies are saying, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Because you can do whatever you want, but you can't stay here. The Mark Mitchell started 67 of 68 games for Duke. He's a really good defender, averaged 11 points, 6 rebounds, 2 seasons of eligibility left. Don't know where he's going, but he ain't going to Duke.
He ain't coming back to Duke.
And Jeremy Roach is the one that started the... He's the drum major at the front of the parade. He said, I'm leaving, and so now everybody was like, damn. So we'll see where... It's incredible. Duke, it's all over for him. Entered the transfer portal and the NBA draft last week. So that's the thing. Some of these guys may not be going anywhere. They may stay in the draft. I don't know. I'm telling you, my system is better, man. Season's over.
Everybody's in
the transfer portal. And the NBA can draft who they want. And then you figure out where you're going. The coaches will have nervous breakdowns. I mean, you'd be able to blink your eyes in unison over the summer.
Yeah.
Because you have no idea, but that's the way it goes. Kanan Carlisle from Stanford, our ACC brother now, the Stanford Cardinal.
Yes, right.
Yes.
We're not the only Cardinal in the ACC anymore.
No. We're the only Cardinals.
Cardinals, plural, right, yeah. Uh-huh.
I want Louis to fight the tree. That'd be so cool. That tree is so creepy looking.
Cardinal on Cardinals crime.
That's no good. See, out of the tree, how can they? See, they. Well, now they don't do it anymore, evidently. They don't have the mascot game anymore, the ACC tournament, which really pisses me off.
That sucks.
I know. That was one of the highlights of everybody loved it. The arena watched it. It was early in the week. It was like Tuesday or whatever. Very early. Well, it's because they had to make sure the mascots were all there because if you lose, you're going home. So they played. And the only thing that did make it fun, I've said this many times on the show, so if you're a regular listener, you've heard me say this, is that the hell's the Irish guy?
The leprechaun guy
used to dominate the game because he was just a guy
dressed up in a hat
and a leprechaun. So he's dribbling, he's changing, going behind his back. You know, the poor Demon Deacon's got a head the size of Rhode Island. He can hardly stand up.
The Syracuse Orange can't move his hands.
You throw them the ball, you can tell they can hardly see out the little eye holes because they have trouble locating them. They're tilting their head at all different angles to see, you know, and then to try and shoot it, they kind of gathered against their chest, and meanwhile the leprechaun is just, you know, Earl Monroe and spinning and going around guys. That was the only thing. It wasn't fair. But Kanan Carlisle, don't know where he's going, but he's a 10th on the list. That rounds out your top 10 of transfer portal dudes. Jonas Adu from Tennessee, averaged 11 points, 7 rebounds. Tennessee's front court has been wiped out. Jonas Adu and Toby Awaka have hit the portal. Tyrese Hunter, the point guard. I had his games. So if he wants to come here, that'd be fine. I'm from Texas. 11 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists a game. Explosive athlete. Can score from everywhere. He's helped. But poor Texas, they're getting raided too. Dylan Mitchell had his games. Had a couple of Texas games. Just about 10 points, 7.5 rebounds, 2 seasons of eligibility left. Great athlete. Not a great offensive player, but a great athlete. Plays very hard. Aiden Mahaney, shooting guard from St. Mary's, is number 14 on the list. So, I mean, this should indicate to you how many very good players are still in the portal. I mean, it's not like you lost out. Brandon Garrison, a center from Oklahoma State.
Didn't Mahaney just take a visit to UK?
I think. Not impossible. Zeke Mayo has transferred already, going from South Dakota State to Kansas. Bill Self needed shooting. He really did, by the way. So no wonder he didn't waste any time in the portal. He opened up the vault and said, come on in, pal. And Zeke said, well, I need money because I got to sponsor that football bowl game down in North Carolina, the Zeke Mayo Bowl.
Oh, wait a minute. It's Dukes.
Sorry, close. Miles Rice, point guard from Washington State, committed. Where? Indiana. 14 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists a game, 3 seasons of eligibility left. Pretty good player for Washington State. And of course, they have a coaching change, so might as well go. And so the Hoosiers get 2 of the top 17 portal guys. So a good haul for Mike Woodson. Number 19, Danny Wolf, the center from Yale. Unique decision to leave the Ivy League early. 7-footer among the best players, best big men in the portal. Great size, skill, and IQ. Well, no kidding, IQ. He's at Yale. Come on.
Yeah, right.
Come on. Hey.
Come on.
Malik Mack, the Ivy guys are saying, just because we're smart doesn't mean we don't want some money. The guy from Harvard going to Georgetown. Malik Mack going to join Curtis Williams playing for, come on, quick.
Hoyas.
Yeah, no, but what's the guy's
Georgetown.
Name?
Georgetown.
The coach. Just be a Providence. Thank you. Don't get older. I'm telling you. Michael Ajayi committing from Pepperdine to Gonzaga. Gonzaga, actually, is how you're supposed to say
Cooley.
Thanks. Joe Flacco. Adu Thiero, we don't know where he's going, right?
No.
Yes, he's just, I'm not sure. So we don't know. He just said, I'm leaving Kentucky.
Yeah.
Otega Awa from Oklahoma. I had one of their games. I don't remember him. 11 points, 4 rebounds a game. Tough defender. Not a great scorer. Didn't start by the end of the year. Maybe that's why. P.J. Haggerty is number 20. We're doing the top 25. You're just joining us, by the way. P.J. Haggerty, the shooting guard from Tulsa, committed to Memphis. He went from TCU to Tulsa. Had a great season. Said, thank you very much. Forward my mail. Guys leave and have a good year 1 year. There's no coaching change and they leave again. I don't completely understand.
I'm not that. Sure. Yeah, they're just like, that was a blast.
That
all right, see
you. Fun. Now I'm going to go with somebody else, try and recruit me and tell me how great I am.
You know, we could run that back. Yeah. Or we can just remember the memories we made.
Don't be sad that it ended.
Where will you go? I go where I'm needed.
Don't be sad that it ended. Be happy that it happened at all.
Yeah, right.
Cade Tyson is the brother of Hunter Tyson, a very former Clemson outstanding player. He can shoot the snot out of it. Transferring from Belmont. Don't know where he's going. I'd take him. 25th on the list to round out the top 25 is your own DJ Wagner. DJ Wagner's first season in Kentucky came with struggles, but he still had plenty of good moments. He's a competitor, needs to improve his jumper. He's got 3 seasons remaining, just under 10 points a game and 3.5 assists. So there you go. Aaron Bradshaw's already committed to Ohio State. He was 29th on the list. I'm trying to see if there's any other. Sean Padula from Virginia Tech is on the list. He's still available. Vladislav Golden, we remember him from the great run Florida Atlantic made in the NCAA tournament. He's got a season remaining. Vonimir Ivicic has transferred to Arkansas.
Followed Cal.
Brandon Huntley Hatfield, 38th on the list, going to NC State. I'm just skipping down. I did the top 25, all of them. Robbie Avila going to it's not listed here that he's going to St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Is. I don't know why they didn't put that on here. He is. Yep. Dre Davis. I'm surprised Dre's leaving Seton Hall.
Yeah, he had such a great
year. They should
year.
Bring the band together. Dre's transferring. Matt Cross is transferring again. Bring them all back. Come on. You started here. You should finish here.
I'd be okay. Bookend your career with Cardinals.
You know how guys do that? Like major leaguers, they have a great career, and then they go and they bounce around for a couple teams. They say, but I always wanted to retire, right. You know, a St. Louis Cardinal. Well, come on back. You want to retire as a Louisville Cardinal. Bring Dre back, Matt Cross back. I like both those guys.
Kind of like how Deion Sanders entered the Hall of Fame as like a Falcon, even though like all of his big moments have been
or
like
the Cowboys.
Cowboys or right. 49ers.
That's yes. A good point. That's a good point.
You just want to Terrence Edwards, by the way, was 53rd on the list. Guy coming here. So they could use to get a couple of those guys I just mentioned, even one. Louisville's Sky Clark was 63rd on the list, going to UCLA. Trying to see where was Trey. Was Trey on here? Wow, this is a very what sort of looking for? Thorough list.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize how far they go. This thing is, they got like, they go at least to 100. That's what they did. It's the top 100. So they got a couple of guys in the top 100 on this list that Louisville got. There's a couple of guys that are in that top 100 that transferred away. But, you know, there's still work to do for both Louisville and the Kentucky Wildcats. By the way, the Bats are playing even as we speak. Did you know that?
I did not.
They have a businessman special today. And they won yesterday. That was an odd game. They won yesterday against Nashville. And Nashville scored in every one of the first six innings and still lost 14-9.
Jeez.
Nashville scored a run in the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and two in the sixth. But the Bats got one in the first, five in the second, two in the fifth, and six in the bottom of the seventh. They won 14-9. So the Bats now, with that, have run their record to 10-12. The game today is in the sixth inning, and Nashville just scored in the top of the sixth to tie it up. It's 1-1. So we'll see. Nashville's 11-11.
It's in the sixth inning already?
Yeah, they started. I think they started 11 a.m. It's the businessman's. They get elementary school kids to come.
Yeah, but still,
they,
I mean, that's still.
This is the
yeah,
clock.
I'm still
I'm
getting
you,
used to this.
Go to the games. You'll love it. You
an
just,
hour and a half and there's six
that baby,
innings in.
That baby moves. Nothing delays. The appeals don't take time. The guy's a pitch. The batter taps his helmet. The umpire puts his hands up. He waits literally 10 seconds. Waits for something to come in his ear because the guy reviews the video. And they make the call and they go back to the game. There's no more bitching and moaning, no arguing, or the batter can do it or the catcher can do it. And then they each team gets three challenges, and if they're not successful, they lose one. And the game, it doesn't. Between innings, there's a clock running. The minute the inning ends, there's a time clock. Get your ass on, get your ass out, let's go. Pitch, the pitch clock, it moves it along. I'm digging it.
I was going to say,
it's
better. Six innings.
It's way better. This is how baseball used to be played like 100 years ago. And you look at the times of the games back then. And, now I understand you can't just do that with any sport because you got to pay bills. You need the time for the commercials. But they're moving them in, moving them out. I'm very, very pleased about that. So if you get a chance, go out there tomorrow. This is the next home game. They play at 6:35. This has been a weird homestand. They've had all different start times. Yesterday, they started, at 7:05. It was a night game. And then today, they got the 11 a.m. game. Tomorrow, they got 6:35. Friday, 7:15. It's just like, guess the start. That was like a contest. So, Bats, if they win today, we'll catch Nashville. Nashville's 11-11. Bats are 10-12. Game's tied at 1. That game's going on there. So, there you go. In the playoffs last
By the way, Greg Galliott's going to join us tomorrow at 12:15.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Yeah, that'll be good. They got all sorts of good stuff coming up. I got to admit, I mean, I hope they get enough people there. I'm sure they wouldn't do it if it wasn't worthwhile, but I went by the stadium. I had to be downtown for a bit, and I drove by the stadium. Not a lot of people in there for the 11 a.m. opening pitch.
I didn't want to say anything.
Well, in
but.
Fairness, I did notice it's like the people who have the season tickets, which are the seats that are generally between first base and third base. A lot of those are season ticket holders. Mm-hmm. I have my seats. Those seats are empty. But I think like they're down the right field line, left field line, was jammed with kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay,
I think that's where they brought all the busloads of kids came. So
yeah, that's true.
Out there. That's
forgot.
Good. It's closer to the merry-go-round.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So they're having some fun out there.
That's good for the kids.
All right, what transpired?
I can't remember if we ever took field trips. Well, we had great field trips, Clark County schools, but I don't remember if we ever took any to a Bats game.
Good question. I don't know.
Or a Redbirds game.
I tried never to be a chaperone on those after... Especially
you
one time your mother.
You gotta tell the story. You gotta tell the story. You gotta tell the story.
Tulio, you're a Connecticut kid. You may appreciate this.
He probably took the same field trip.
It might have been you. They had a field trip, and my wife. You know, it's great. You should.
Bronx Zoo. Did you go to the Bronx Zoo?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Was awesome. Oh dear God! If you didn't go to school in Cromwell, did you?
No.
Okay. Good. Because we go to the Bronx Zoo, and you know, and you should. I'm not making it sound like I was a absent father. I was involved in everything you guys did, not to the extent your mother was. You know, your mother went to your school when they had the firemen come in and demonstrate all the equipment, and she stepped up and had to put on the whole fire outfit. And Nick was mortified. He put his hands over his face. He went like. Because she had the helmet and she had the rubber pants and the boots. And he was like,
that's my mommy.
So anyway, so we go to the Bronx Zoo. She tells me to go and Jamie because now I can be with Jamie. because now she had started to teach.
Yeah, you take Jamie to the zoo, but
well, she couldn't go, and you know, if she couldn't go, somebody had to go in our family, so I go, which is fine. I was doing the show overnight; it wasn't affecting my schedule. So the bus, we go on a school bus, and God bless, you know, he is so concerned because he knows that I really don't have the patience for jackassery, and so I could tell he's a little bit stressed.
You got to tell this unedited. We'll use the dump button.
All right. Okay. Well, okay. The people who listen online will get the full impact of it.
Right.
So we go and we take the bus. It's a good ride from Connecticut to the Bronx Zoo. So we're sitting on the school bus, and Jamie's sitting next to me in those seats where if you're an adult, your knees are up and your chin.
Right.
But he's sitting next to me, and we're doing okay. You know, some kids are, you know, they're just loud and being silly, but there's nothing that's really that bad. And he's sitting right next to me. He could, if there was an angel award, he'd win it. He's trying so hard to have no problem. So we get there, and they say, okay, here's what we're going to do. And then we all get off the bus, and now we got to take them to a demonstration first. And then we're supposed to walk a little bit, and then we're going to go to lunch at, like, 11:30, and that's supposed to take till, like, 12:15. And then there's another thing after lunch. And then we're supposed to get on the bus at like 1:30 because it's about an hour and a half back to Connecticut. We'll be back at 3 for dismissal. Okay, it sounds like, all right, I think I can navigate that.
Yeah, right.
All right. So we go to the
display demonstration,
which is fine because there's a professional there from the zoo, and the kids all have to sit, and they sit, and they're restless, but they're sitting, and they watch the demonstration. And now we come out, and they say, okay, now it's very important when we come out, we're all going to stay together and walk – whatever direction they tell us to go, okay? And Jamie's walking. He's standing next to me. And I think I'm holding his hand, but maybe not. He's just walking next to me. And they say, oh, I said, this is going to be good. We're all going to walk together and go in that direction. And they open the door from the demonstration, and the kids scatter like when you turn the lights on with the roaches. They run in every direction. And now I'm responsible for 8 of them or whatever, and 3 of them are going this way, 2 are going that way. I don't know their names. Jamie's yelling, Jamie, get the kid in the red. Tommy! Tommy's not paying him attention, not paying me attention, so he's running. So now we're running in every direction, and we're like, oh, my God. So this is going to be intriguing. So we managed to herd cats in the most stressful hour of my life because at any given moment
– Three of them
are just going to be, hey, a giraffe, and they're going to go run that way. And so, all right, so now we, you know, so we managed to get them together. We're supposed to eat lunch at 11:30. It's about 10:45. I'm like, all right, time for lunch. So I figure that'll kill an hour, right? So I bring them over to the picnic table, and they've all brought their lunches, and we sit down.
Wait, have you done the – did you do the prairie dog
No, no, that's yet? After.
Oh, okay.
That's the only thing that saved me is after lunch. No, we haven't done that yet. So now I'm thinking, all right, it's not really 10:40. It's like 11. We're supposed to eat like 11:30. So I'm like, all right, but this is 11. They're going to eat for – we'll be here eating for an hour, right? And then we'll – so I got to 12 covered. Now I just got 1.5 hours to 1:30. I think I can get through that. We sit down to eat at 11. Every kid there is done eating at 11:08. Done eating. Now they don't – now they're just – what are we going to do now? So I'm like, oh, crap. So I'm trying to figure out what to do and gathering everybody together. And then I turn and behind me – this is where you're going to have to hit the dump button. There's a kid. He's up already. Finished. He ate the sandwich in 2 bites. He doesn't want any more. He gets up from the picnic table. And I turn and look. And there's on the wall behind me is a very exotic bird. Beautiful bird. Lots of plumage and color. And I turn and look. And he is firing boulders at this bird. He's firing him. He's just trying. He's trying to knock the bird. He's trying to kill the bird. He's trying to hit the bird off the wall. And I turned and yelled, what the fuck are you doing? Which got most of the attention of the other 8-year-olds in the group. But I didn't do it. I was stunned. I was an absolutely spontaneous response because I was dumbfounded that the kid would. I mean, I was 8 once. I never thought it was acceptable behavior to go to the zoo and try and kill the animals that were there. I didn't think of it as that was an activity. I just, you know, I assumed maybe you wanted to toss food to them or something. But he is firing. He's crow hopping rocks at this bird. And I'm thinking, who's going to, what are they going to come look for? Who's in charge of this child? We need a mop over here. I mean, it's just, so I was like, what the blank are you doing? And he looked startled. I said, you don't throw rocks at the birds. So now I was pissed. So now I was like, all right, let's go. Everybody together. So when they see an adult get that irate, they generally will not, they're not as prone to just be complete idiots. So we walk around.
He's trying to kill
the bird. I was dumbfounded. And poor Jamie's like, I mean, even he's stunned. And so we walk a little bit and I come to, so we're staying together and my head, the gears are going. I'm going, now I got 2 hours and 15 minutes yet to kill. I don't know what the hell we're going to do. There's a prairie dog display where you can go in under the ground, you know, and then there's tunnels, and then they have plastic domes over the various holes, like where the prairie dogs would pop out. So the kids all see that, and they go, oh, that's cool. There's only one way in and one way out, and they're both at the same point. So I herd them all in there, and they play for like 3 minutes, and they want to come out. I said, no, I can't come out yet. And you got to go look around some more. Go see if you can find Billy in there. And so they go back in the tunnel, and like 5 minutes later, they come out. No, we're not done yet in here. We go. I spent 40 minutes in the tunnel. By the end, they were just sitting in the tunnel. They were just like, kind of sick of this freaking tunnel. And I was like, yeah, that's good. That's no problem. They stayed right in there, and then that got me to about like noon. And then we saw a couple of big animals, and we managed to survive getting home. And I told Darlene, never. Ever again. I still see that image. I mean, we're sitting at the table. I'm trying to eat my lunch, and I turn, and I'm thinking, I'm getting more and more depressed because, like, this is awful. And I turn, and the kid is right behind me. That's the thing that amazed me. It would have been terrible if he'd been, like, in a corner somewhere where, like, Right. Nobody could see him, and he was being a little naughty. He was just like, this looks like fun. Let's see if I can kill the various animals here. And he's just fire. And they weren't little pebbles either. He's picking up rocks that, like, when you're five, takes his whole hand, you know? And just firing at him. I mean, that was as honest a reaction as you could have had. I mean, and if his parents had asked me, I'd have said, well, what would you have said? Well, you got your kid, you're trying to kill the animals in the zoo. That was unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Texas said a little slow on the dump button. The F went out over the air.
Oh, attaboy, Tanner.
I definitely clicked it.
Great. Sorry, Ben, listeners. I warned you. Texas said, I absolutely love the stream. Yeah, well, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. He's right, though. You know, that's like a comedian who doesn't swear much, but, you know, like Robert Klein used to. But when there was a time for effect, you would have to say it. That was one of those times because that does not – if I said, bye, golly, Joe, what are you doing? It wouldn't have had the same impact. But that was such an honest reaction that this little, seven-year-old is trying to kill the animals in the Bronx Zoo. Well, that would be a good activity.
So what'd you do, little Tommy? Well, we had this guy was a little nervous, but then I had some fun. I killed a big, colorful bird. It had blue and red, and I hit him with a big boulder.
I just picture you just frazzled and turning around and seeing
It was such an honest response because I mean, I don't think I was an angel, but never in my wildest dreams did I ever think a seven-year-old would think it's acceptable behavior to go to the zoo and try to kill the animals that were there. Who would do that? I was dumbfounded at that. Like a kid that runs and he's not supposed to run, okay. Or, hey, don't give that, fella peanut. You're not supposed to, all right, well, you know, that happened. But this will be fun. Let's try and kill this really colorful bird. I mean, it was unbelievable. The poor bird didn't he was just stand there. He didn't know. There like
waiting for you guys to drop some food. I wasn't expecting to be.
Unbelievable. Every.
He didn't hit it, did it? Did he?
No, but I'm telling you what. I mean, he wasn't like doing the silly little four-year-old, you know, where they throw with both hands at the same time. He must have played some Little League. He stepped up and fired it. And I was like, dude, what are you doing? Seriously, I was like, yeah, sorry. I'm sorry that the F, but if you were there, I think two nuns could have been there and they would have said something very similar to that because that was startling. I mean, come on, Tulio, you grew up in Connecticut. I mean.
Yeah, we didn't do that for fun.
Thank you. That's all I was saying. It was startling.
I'm sorry. I remember I was in middle school when this happened and Mom had told me that Jimmy's class was a handful.
Well, thanks. You didn't bother. Tell me till
I
got home.
Yeah, and so then like, I remember being at dinner. I was like, where's Dad? And she was like, oh, he's coming back from the Bronx Zoo with Jamie. And I was like, wait, what? Like, he's chaperoning? You sent him with those kids. You sent him with those children.
You know, my wife's been a teacher for my whole adult life.
You must have pissed her off.
No, but I'm just saying, so I trust her, but she sometimes, because, you know, if a coach, for example, looks at a team and they run a play and it's not exactly right, the layperson might look at it and say, well, that was pretty good. And they'd say, no, the angle was wrong here. They can't throw from that angle. That's how she is as a teacher. So I'm hearing their little, this 7-year-old, well, you were in middle school. He was like 7, right?
Yeah. He's probably six or seven. Yeah.
So I'm like, I coached, you know, crazy athletes in college sometimes that you had behavior problems. I was like, come on, how much trouble can they be? So sometimes I just rolled my eyes a bit because she was doing that thing like the coach with the bad angle on the pass. All right, they're not an ideal class, but how bad can they be? And then I saw them in action.
You saw them actively trying to kill wildlife. God.
Well, not only that, but it started when we got out of the display and they said, all right, everybody. I mean, it wasn't 3 seconds. The door opened and they thought it was the starter's pistol for a track meet. Every direction. And it's a big zoo. If you've never been to the Bronx Zoo, it is a big zoo. And I'd never been there before. So I don't know where anything is. I mean, one of these kids could have wound up on the Staten Island Ferry. I don't know where the hell he was going. Crazy. Crazy time. Anyway, all right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. A little slow on the dump button there. I apologize to you for that.
No, I'm sure it was just on the stream. I saw Tanner hit it, so terrestrial, I think we're okay.
Okay.
But if you were listening on the stream, enjoy.
That story is so much better on the app, he says. Well, it's true. I mean, come on. That's one of those times when if you don't tell it like it actually happened, you don't get the impact. I wonder what that kid's doing now. You know, I always wonder about that. I mean, he is 20. He's in upper 20s.
He's a big game hunter now.
Wouldn't it be great if he's like a vet and he just takes care of all these animals and he gets really mad? How dare you? Did you smack your dogs with the newspaper? I was trying to teach him not to poo in the lake. You don't hit the dog with a newspaper. That's cruel.
What caused you to be like this?
Traumatic experience from a zoo.
This big-headed chubby man yelled at me.
Big-headed chubby man scared the living bejesus out of me. But he brought me to my senses, realizing it was very selfish and short-sighted of me to try and fire.
We could probably track that kid down.
Oh, I don't know. Jamie might remember.
Yeah.
Text Jamie right now.
What'd you say?
I want him to text Jamie right now.
You know what? Great thing is he finds him and he says to him, I will never talk to you or your family ever again. I've been in therapy for 10 years ever since that time when that man turned and screamed at me. Hey, I got news for you. You had it coming, pal. I don't care if you were 7. I guarantee you, he were old enough to know you're not supposed to try and kill the animals. Fairly certain of that. All right, take a break. We'll come back. It's ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Be a part of the show. Text Bobby V on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680.
Yeah.
First of all.
Yeah. I was thinking about putting her on the list.
No. Yeah.
Her, Sydney Sweeney, Anna De Armas, Margot Robbie.
Yeah, Margot Robbie's is extraordinarily.
I'm going to put that up. I'm going to put that up as a Twitter poll.
Well, that'll get you to yell at you for objectifying women and everything else.
Just a simple question.
The Louisville Bats are playing right now, and they have taken a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the seventh. Go get them, Bats. They are trying to get their record to 11-12
and see if they can hang on. Texas said the Bats. My favorite thing to do in town is to go to the Bats games, but it's so fast now. He said that he comes home. He went to an afternoon game recently. It started at 1. He said he was home back at his house at 3:15, and they stayed after the game for kids to run the bases.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'm sorry. I love that.
That's pretty
cool. That's where we are now, man. That's, you know, as much as everybody loves college football, that's the thing that drives me nuts about college football. You just got to pack an overnight bag. It just takes forever.
Yeah.
I tell Paul, I don't know how you do it. I mean, we do college basketball games. You're out of there in 2 hours and 8 minutes, basically, except for the postgame show, which...
Yeah, takes a little while.
Takes forever. But if you're doing network games, like we do network games, sayonara.
AMF.
We are gone, baby. We are gone.
You can close the hour out with this.
Okay.
What do you like for the new, you know, Phoenix? The Phoenix Coyotes are moving to Utah, Salt Lake City, next year for the NHL. Trademark applications for the new Utah franchise. We haven't decided on a name yet, but these are among the eight. The Mammoth, the Ice, the Yetis, the Venom, the Fury, the Blizzard, the Outlaws, and of course, the Utah Hockey Club.
Well, the Utah Hockey Club is out because that's not a hockey thing. It's a soccer thing. The Outlaws makes no sense because nobody really associates Utah with outlaws. Maybe the Utah Teeth. That might be, you know, lots of teeth in the Osmond family. They had
really?
Oh, lots of teeth. Lots of smiles.
The Utah Teeth.
Yeah. The dentists all get together. No, what are the other ones? Blizzard, they get snow.
Blizzard. Fury.
No, I don't see that in Utah either.
Venom. Yetis.
The insulated glasses, sure.
Well, I mean, they have the Kraken now, so maybe now there's going to be this new...
It'd be a cool
I bet
logo.
You it wouldn't be Yetis. It'd be Yeti, like Kraken. It'd be singular.
No, it says Yetis. It says right. Yetis.
Right. Okay.
The Ice, which I don't think they should do that. It just sounds like a generic, you know.
The only thing is people like now the names not to have S's at the end.
Yeah. The Mammoth.
And keep in mind, they have one. They were already the Utah Jazz.
Right.
So I kind of like the Mammoth.
The Utah Mammoth, I kind of like.
Why is it singular? Why is it plural? Is that plural? Like if five mammoths are five mammoths, that's not a plural.
I'm not sure.
So why don't they call themselves the Mammoths?
I don't know. It just
now
says Mammoth.
Pissing me off.
Just the Mammoth.
I don't want them doing.
The Hartford Wolfpack, when they changed the name to the Whale, they just did the Whale.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought that was, I remember growing up and thinking that was weird.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of strange,
too. Are they
back
to the Wolfpack
now? Yeah, they're the Wolfpack. They started not selling tickets. They're like, all right, let's go back to what,
yeah,
we,
that was stupid.
What we were good
at. For people don't know, they had a minor league team in Hartford for a long time, and then it became an NHL team. The Hartford Wolfpack played in the NHL. The Hartford Whalers played in the NHL, and they really had a loyal following. And the guy bought them and moved them to North Carolina, and then they had a minor league team there called the Wolfpack, and there would be people at those games that would still chant during the games. They would do Whalers cheers.
Oh, yeah.
During the actual...
They had the sign, Pucky 316, and it was a little... Yeah.
I mean, so they loved it. So why they changed it to the Whale is dumb. So they had the good sense to...
It was cool when I was in third grade, and then I realized growing up, I was like, that was the dumbest business move I've ever seen.
Well, the Wolfpack, I mean, they were the farm team for the Rangers. So they had a similar color scheme when they were the Wolfpack, that blue and gray and everything like
that.
Anymore?
And
they just
no, they still do.
Yeah, they went back
because the Garden bought them. Madison Square Garden bought them. They
bought the that XL building, Center or whatever,
and I think they bought the team. That's their affiliate, so they own them. And then they bought the building too.
I didn't know that. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, they had a good thing going, and then they tried to change everything with the
That's
Whale.
What you get.
And then,
how about the Utah Polygamists?
The Utah Mark Popes.
The Utah Mark Popes.
Mark's not a polygamist.
Do I do it, Tanner?
Do I do it?
Do I dare? Do I dare to send the stare?
You know,
let them
you know,
see
know,
the bald
I'm
spot
thinking.
In my hair.
The name that they were. Yeah. This.
Okay. I know exactly what he. I
give up.
I didn't.
Here we go. You guys got me again.
You're gonna have to. I didn't know what this was either. I had to look this up. I had to look this up, but it's evidently it's a Mormon sexual thing, and so they were calling them. They were jokingly calling themselves the Utah Soakers. So
I think they should do the hockey team. like
the hockey club, like the Utah hockey team. The Utah hockey team.
I like
the UHT. I don't hate that. I really don't.
I loved when the they were called the football team.
I'm not sure.
I thought it was so
Washington
funny.
Football team was way better than
I'm
Commanders.
Not sure I would have mentioned that. Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
Felt good about that, did you?
Well, that's why I hesitated. Not saying what it is. People have the internet. They can look it up.
What? I don't understand why. All right, look it up, and then we'll drop this topic because it's beneath us, even for our modest standards. There's a show that dropped an F-bomb a while ago, and now this is... But why would this be Mormon-based? That's what I'm wondering. That's the part I don't understand. Why would this particular sexual activity be...
Because it's like a sexual loophole. It's like sex without sex.
How do you figure? It doesn't make... If you describe it the way it is, it's sex.
But it's not.
This is like putting a hot brown in Indianapolis again. We're not going down that road. No, definitely not doing that.
Hot brown in Indianapolis sounded way dirty. That sounded... We were talking about food, genuine food. There was no innuendo there.
I feel like Dr. Ruth Westheimer on the show half the time. Now, somebody else just sent me something that I have to look up. He said, look this up, and I'm not going to mention it because, again, I'm always afraid of being gotcha'd. But there is a term for Mormons, evidently. Why this is related... I think we make stuff up about Mormons.
Oh, know, my God. Definitely has some steam on it.
It really is true.
What?
Not going to tell you. I can't say it.
We want to take a top of the hour break?
Take a top of the hour break and a cold shower. We'll come back. It's or a hot shower. That's a cold shower. Sounds like you got to calm down. This is not very exciting. We'll come back. We'll do more stuff, more radio, more things.
I like the Utah Mammoth. I kind of like that. It does sound a little bit like a minor league team, but I think it could be kind of cool. The Utah Mammoth. I think I like that.
I think I
texture like seemed like that too.
I think you're right. That does sound more like an AHL team.
It does. But
anything that's not a traditional, you know, animal of some sort or, you know, fiery warrior is going to sound like a minor league team.
Yeah, I mean, the Kraken kind of sounds like. And I was so afraid they were going to be the walleye. There's so many walleyes in hockey already. Like, I'm so happy they actually went with the Kraken. But, that sounds a little... Like a little bit of a goofy name. So I don't know.
I think that those jerseys or logo would be awesome, though, with the mammoth.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
With, like, a stick in its mouth or something.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Tex says, hey, Nick, in Utah, there's a beer called the Polygamy Porter. Its theme is why have just one? Bring some home to the wives.
That's hilarious.
All right, take a break. ESPN 680 1057.
More V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here, on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Wow. What do we have anything? Well, don't we have another race today? We have two races a week. Isn't today our second
we do have
V-Stakes?
It is a V-Stakes. Big League Haircuts V-Stakes. 5-0 Tuesdays. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, $5 off a haircut ticket of two or more. Two area locations, Taylorsville Road, Bardstown Road. Look good, play hard. Big League Haircuts.
What was the little character he used to have on his shoulder? The Carl Anthony Towns. What was the little invisible guy that he carried on his shoulder all the time he talked to?
I don't remember this.
You really don't?
Come on, little guys. Penny? I have no. What are you talking?
No, he had an invisible pretend friend.
Yeah. I don't remember this. I am sorry.
Yeah, it's ticking me off. I don't remember anything anymore. Somebody will know. They'll tell me.
Text in 437-96.
Carl Anthony Towns' imaginary friend was Carlito. You really didn't know about Carlito?
I don't remember. I do not remember this.
Yeah, meet Carlito, UK star Towns' imaginary friend. He has an imaginary friend named Carlito. Yeah, he'd think he'd be your favorite player because he's, you know, we make everything in our life that's inanimate.
Yeah, right.
Names and personalities. Speaking of which, let me use the radio show for good again. Here we go.
Okay.
If you guys can help me, you will make my day. I think I can mention the names because it's not offensive. I bought this Corvette, which I'm so thrilled to have been able to purchase. I feel like I hit the lottery with this car. It's the only thing I've ever really promised myself as a thing was a Corvette when I was in ninth grade. And I've got one now. I had one, but it was not, the one I bought was no good. It had electrical problems that Gremlins never really ran, so I don't even count that. This one is old. It's a classic. It's a 1993. It's only got 35,000 miles on it. And it's not a, it's got the Carfax all the way, so it's not an auction car. It rides fantastically, but it's 30 years old, so it needs some things done. I brought it to Bachmann Chevrolet, and they said, it's too old. We can't service it. So I called Bob Hook Chevrolet. They told me the same thing. They gave me the name of a place in town. I bet the first people are going to send it to me. And I called them, and they said, no, we now only handle cars from 2000 and later. So okay. I don't know where to take this because I am not, you know, you can say, why'd you buy it then if you're not very handy? Well, I'm not, but I didn't know it would be that hard. It doesn't need, it runs like a dream, but it needs, like, the weather stripping on the doors have to be replaced. The passenger side window doesn't work properly. It doesn't work at all, really. You push the button and it moves like an inch and then it stops.
Mm-hmm.
The hatchback, the thing in the back, I can't get it to open. There's a little lever on the door. When you push it, it's supposed to open. It doesn't do anything. That's really what it needs. And then the service engine soon light comes on every, I don't know, very, very infrequently. And then it goes right back off. And all the gauges look perfect. And it rides great. And the brakes work. And
sounds good.
It's fantastic. So I don't think it's going to need it. And it just had an oil change. I don't think it's going to need an immense amount of work. But I need somebody who can do those things. And they all said no. So I found the weather stripping. I think you can buy. I found a place on eBay that sells it. So, but I don't, I certainly don't even want to try and do it. I don't think I can. And I don't know what to do about the window in the back. Does anybody listening know of somebody who services classic cars? And if you do, give me their name and number and I will call them. And if they want, I'm allowed to, if we can work a deal out here at the radio, you can do that. I can't say, hey, fix my car and I'll mention you on the air.
That's peyote.
That's peyote.
Yeah, you don't do peyote.
We don't do that. But we may develop some sort of a relationship where maybe you'd be interested in an advertising package or something. And I certainly would love to speak to somebody who could do this. I love this car. It's fantastic. It's here today.
Vito.
It's right there. Vito's right across the street. He was so hurt when they told him. See, that's what made me think of it. We said we give inanimate objects personalities.
No,
he was all excited. He thought it was like a spa day. We were going in today, and then they wouldn't see him because he's too old. And
poor Vito.
Yeah. And so, but, so I did call the Corvette Museum.
Yeah.
They said, if you bring it down here, we got a bunch of people that service classic cars.
Nice.
So I have to drive. At the very least, I could drive to Bowling Green. He can handle that. He's like,
are you going
to
become a Corvette guy?
35,000 miles on him. He could drive to Bowling Green easily.
I've heard there's rivalries, like with classic cars. The Corvette people are kind of cliquish. Are you gonna join a Corvette clique?
I'm a friendly person. I'm not going to be nasty.
You're not going to look down on somebody?
Those other inferior types that have other cars, I wouldn't look down on them. No.
What do you drive? I drive a 68 T-Bird. Oh, do you now?
No. I love it. It just makes me very happy. It's so much fun to drive. It's just, I'm very thrilled. So does anybody know somebody? I think, you know, I can try and scour the parts up. I think I can get the what you would call it, the weather stripping stuff. But it's incredible. I mean, the roof, the lining, everything's intact. The carpeting's the seats have little tears in them. I'm getting seat covers for them. That I can do. But the other stuff, I don't know how to do this stuff with the window. Like, I don't know how to take the thing off the door and put the new window in. First of all, I don't know that. I haven't looked for yet. I don't know. Does it need a new motor? How come it moves a little bit and then it stops? What's that all about?
That I don't know.
So
I don't know if it's a gear thing or what. I'm not sure.
I don't know. But
when you want Eric Crawford to join us,
Hunt and Knight, everybody has sent me that, and I called them and they say they don't do it. I'm sorry.
Hunt and Knight.
Yeah. Hunt and Knight, great reputation. Both of them, both Bob Hook and Bachmann recommended them, but I called over there and they said now they're only taking cars from with exceptions from 2000 or earlier, 2000 or later. And they said, but I'll have them call you. And then the guy never called. So my guess is he found out it's a 93 and he said no. So Yeah. So I'm going to get. No, it rides. It rides beautifully. It works. It's incredible shape. I mean, it's got all the service records. And the thing that makes me laugh is his life has been like mine. He was born, I put air quotes, in Flushing, Queens.
Really?
That's the first dealership.
Oh, wow.
He was sold out of Queens, and then he moved to Florida, which is where Darlene's family lives. And then he lived in Maryland, where we lived. I lived. You were born. You lived in Maryland. You lived in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. So he's been every place we've been. He's been in New York. He's been in Florida. He's been in Maryland. Now he's here.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's why I was telling you. It was fate. It was fate for this.
Good old Vito.
Yeah. Yeah. I love him. He's very.
You should put something Italian on there.
It's an automatic, which I know the people who are the real serious sports car people will smirk at, but I don't care. You know,
we know how to drive stick.
Yeah. Congrats on the Corvette, Bobo. My dad had a 91 with a 6-speed when I was in college. Rode like a dream. You know, it rides great. It's fun. Ask Jerry Eve's boss at Audi. Really? I didn't even know Jerry Eve's worked at Audi.
Hmm.
Here's a name and a number. I'm going to call that guy. Thank you for sending me that. Here are some... oh, wow. Wow. The guy said, if you need any leather work done, I can help you with that. Well, that's nice. Don't do seat covers. They look cheap. Let me repair your leather. Well, I got to do something for right now. It's not awful. I mean, it's not like the seats are falling apart. But I'm going to throw a seat cover on it just for the short term. But then I may very well give you a call. You know, to me, the priorities are the doors first. I can't go through the car wash because the water is going to come through.
Yeah. So I need to get a car wash today and an oil change. I need to also – did we ever tell everybody the story of my car?
Which car are you talking about?
The Cadillac. By the way, I still need somebody to fix my Mazda 6. But
it's true. I have to laugh because you're right. People, even when I bought it, even the salesman was like, you okay with this? I mean, I am where I am age-wise. I'm not embarrassed about it. So that's where I am. So they were like, you going to be able to get in and out of this thing?
I had a hard time getting out of it.
I have a question for you. How do you get in and out of a vent? I had to roll out on the ground like a walrus going back into the water.
Yeah.
No, I have a system. It works good.
I had a hard time getting in.
You take your right foot and you slide it underneath where the gas pedal is. Mm. So it's almost like extended all the way out. And then you can put your butt on the seat that way. You lower your butt. Then you just take your left leg and lift it over and you're in. Now getting out, before I had my hip operation, one of my old vent. I couldn't get out at all. It was awful. But if you most people, if they're young, can get out by taking your left leg and just extending it out of the car and then standing up and getting out. No, that won't work when you get old. So you put your left leg out and you swing your right leg out so both legs are on the ground. So you're sitting on the chair like with your legs out of the car.
Right.
And you just stand up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, it's easy now.
Yeah. Right. Just be careful.
No, I'm fine. It's good. And if I have to run a couple errands, I get a good quad workout for the day. So I get to get my leg working.
There you go. I still haven't named my car. It's a 2012 Cadillac CTS.
Okay.
That's a dude's car, though, right? Is that a girl or a guy?
No, I think it's a boy's car.
Well, I don't have a name for him. I thought about making him British and naming him Cadwell, but no, I don't.
It's a Cadillac. You can't name a Cadillac a British name. That's ridiculous.
All right, so what's his name?
I don't know. A Cadillac?
I thought about naming him Williams because, you know, Cadillac Williams, like the football player, I don't know. I texted JB, who was that kid that tried to kill the bird at the zoo? Jamie replies back, I was fucking 5.
What are you doing?
I got the jump button. He's like, do you think I remember? Perfect Jamie.
Wow. That was no reason to do
it. It was
that
worth a shot, though.
That's how Jamie and I communicate with each other.
Let's see what else we got going here. I don't know what Jim Patterson, it says here. Jim Patterson is a Corvette expert.
Really?
Wow. Well, I'm going to be talking to Josh soon. Maybe he'll give me Jim's number and I can call him. That would be nice. Yeah.
Jim Patterson, the stadium guy.
I assume. Who else could he mean? I mean, I don't know any other Jim Pattersons. I don't know. But anyway, people sent me some. I'm going to write all these down and try them. Believe me. Because I love this car. I really do. There's another guy named Jim Pattison.
Garrett's Automotive. This guy sent me on Twitter. Thank you, Brandon. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. You guys have sent me a whole bunch
of... Do you think people could help me get my Mazda 6 fixed?
I hesitate.
All right, now you're asking for too much.
No, not only that. Seriously, that car is just... It's time to go to...
No.
Okay, well, then you're on your own there. I'm not going to impose on
you. Oh. You can ask the people for help.
Yes, because my car...
And recommendations for your car.
Yes.
But my car...
No, I ask for recommendations to name your car, your new Cadillac. It's nice. That's fine. The car that you're talking about, you abused for 10 solid years.
I did.
It stunk. It had rips in it. It was not taken care of. How the thing kept running is a testament to the
because
willpower.
Because it got totaled twice in a respected loyalty.
Why don't you give it to one of those charity places?
No.
Why not?
Screw them kids.
There you go.
1-877 cars for kids.
I'm just kidding. No, I would. You know, I would. I have another car that I might be doing that very well thing too. If I can't give it away to somebody, like I will probably be doing that exact thing.
Name the Cadillac Dangerfield.
But this was my first car. This was my first car, really. My first stick. No, it wasn't my first car. But
it wasn't even your first car. You were going through cars like bowling shoes for a while.
It was my first stick.
Oh,
so he means a little something.
Women remember that. Hey, how you doing? 2 F bombs in 40 minutes. Let's get the 1 hour trifecta. No, it's not. I didn't appreciate
Tanner,
the second.
Tanner, say a swear.
No,
Tanner,
do not.
Tanner, say
stop
the,
it.
Say the F. Say
don't,
an F word.
Don't do it.
Tanner,
I'm not joking about this. Do not do it.
Fudge.
Okay, fudge.
Oh, come on, Tanner.
Everyone loves. I haven't done it yet.
Does anyone actually like fudge?
Yeah.
I don't like. It's funny you say that. I don't like.
I don't love it. But
I think it's kind of overrated. A little bit overrated.
I like a brownie that's a cake brownie.
Yeah,
but a fudge brownie, not so much. Like I feel bad because every time I go, the guy's probably listening. My luck, he'll be listening today. He's a very friendly guy. The guy who's got the fudge booth at the when you go to the giant flea market at the fairgrounds.
Yeah,
and there's always people around.
Oh, that guy always listens.
Yeah,
he just told me last week.
He's a nice guy, and he's always listened. You said, well, he's going to be mad because I got to tell him.
Oh, Bob Alvano, I love that guy. 12-3, baby.
After this, he's not because I can't. I don't have any interest. I'm just watching him, and it's like really interesting. But I'm like, do you want to? No.
It's super satisfying to watch make. That is true, and it always looks delicious. But to me, it's just too sweet, and then it makes me thirsty. That's the only thing. Like I'll still eat it. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, of course.
Like I mean, come on. I mean, it's still good. It's just that it's one of those things, like, everyone loses their mind sometimes about fudge, and I'm like, it's really, really sugary. Like, that's...
Name him Hot Brown, your car.
Oh, man.
Well, it was a brown Cadillac, right?
Huh? No, it's silver.
No, that was the dealer. It was a brown Cadillac dealer in Louisville.
Oh, there was?
Cadillac dealer, I thought.
I don't know where he came from. I think he's from Bachman. Okay. I kind of like Hot Brown, though. Yeah. But he's silver.
But you know, it'd be great if he was from Indy. You could call him Hot Brown because that's those two.
You're still pissed off about that.
Yes, absolutely.
Of all the stupid things I've done, I do that. That's what set you off.
It was my first stick. I knew you. I couldn't believe you said that because that I can't. I was waiting for the thing to blow up. There.
James makes a great point. Hot fudge is really good. Hot fudge is eh.
Oh, like on a Sunday?
Get it on a Sunday or like on a brownie, it's good. I'm not saying I love fudge.
I'm putting this up there.
I'm
Twitter
not going
poll today.
Out of the way to buy it, but like if it's offered.
There's a comic who used to work in Louisville when I got to know some of the comics told me, he swears this is true. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's viable and it's funny. He was driving and he went through a Dairy Queen. I think it was up near Cincinnati. And he said to the woman, I would like a hot fudge sundae. With extra hot fudge. She said, I'm sorry, sir. Our fudge only comes in one temperature.
Ha! That's funny.
Extra hot fudge. Could
that's
you
funny.
You think that's what he meant?
That's
ooh,
funny.
Ooh, texts are coming in. Hooray.
Do you like fudge? Is that simple enough? Because I like fudge. I just don't love it.
Do three options. Love, like,
meh.
Don't like, or meh. Yeah.
No.
Or just do you like fudge? Yes or no?
No, I like your other one. Fudge, question mark. Love, like, meh, don't like, or hate, or can't stand. Don't use hate. There's enough hate on the internet.
Fudge. Thoughts on fudge?
Two votes for your car. Your car should be Dangerfield because it's a Caddy from Caddyshack.
Nice.
But that's no, that good. Should be Rodney then. This car should be Rodney. Where's Rodney?
Rodney.
Because he's
can he be British? Because he's fancy.
For God's sake. Who would name an American car British? I don't understand your logic.
It's the first luxury car I've driven.
Why do you associate even though it's older, luxury cars with Britain then? Why not name German? Why not name him, Hans or something? I mean, because Germany's been known for having the luxury, right? Aren't they the home of all these luxury cars?
Yeah, but they're also
homes. Or it's Italy. Name him Ferrari or name him Lamborghini.
But butlers. Butlers are British. And they're fancy. So I don't know. We don't have to name him that. I kind of like Rodney.
Okay.
Rodney might be pretty solid.
Rodney works.
Thoughts on fudge?
All right, enough of that. Yesterday.
What are the answers for the fudge poll? Thoughts on fudge? Question
love,
mark.
Love like, it. Meh, love dislike. It. Unless you want to like it up.
Meh.
It can go kick rocks.
Dislike.
There you go. There's your poll for today. By the way, what won your other poll? The famous friend.
Famous friend.
Famous, sorry.
Food.
Famous food.
I did two yesterday. What's the most popular food? With 441 votes. Got a good turnout on this one. Chicken tenders wins. Got 39% of the vote. Grilled cheese comes in second, your choice, 22% of the vote. PB&J, 20%, and mac and cheese comes in at 19%. That was a pretty good poll we did. Simply asking which is most popular. Chicken tenders wins with 39% of the vote.
I was surprised at that, I got to admit.
Yeah,
I was
same
surprised
here.
At that. I was surprised at that. Texas says your car should be Murray or Chevy. Why Murray? I don't get Murray.
I'm not sure.
Chevy makes sense. It is a Chevy, after all.
Chev. Maybe I'll call him Chev.
If you're making a caddy reference, Shaq, it should be called Noonan. That was the character from Caddyshack.
Right.
Benson. Call. You want to name him after a butler? Name him Benson.
That could be it.
Benson. That's a butler and an American name.
There you go. Benson. That might be it.
Let you get away with that.
V-Show Twitter poll Tuesday. Which of these most popular? Pizza, ice cream, burgers, tacos. This didn't get as many votes. It still has an hour and a half to go. Feel free to retweet it. But pizza is running away with it. Has 50% of the vote. Ice cream, a paltry 8%.
Yeah, no.
Burgers, 17%. Tacos, 25%.
That was exactly why people wanted pizza in the other poll. But I understood your point. But that firmly establishes pizza's dominance.
Yeah.
Pizza is Scotty Scheffler. Yeah. And Quarter, whatever her first name
Nelly,
is.
Nelly Quarter.
Rolled. That's like they had a baby and they had a pizza.
Be a good-looking golf-playing baby.
That would be a great. You never have. We're not going to go down that road because I'm eventually going to get back to what we actually had planned for today. But what is the most athletic
families?
Married couple ever?
Ooh.
Like Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf?
Probably up there.
How about some others?
Oh, Candace Parker and who's she married to? Sheldon.
Sheldon Leonard, the actor?
No. She's
been dead for 30 years.
I just could have sworn she was married to the guy who played at Duke. Candace Parker's husband.
Kevin Youkilis and Tom Brady's sister.
It's not bad.
Kevin Youkilis.
Yeah.
Sheldon
Tom
Williams.
Brady's sister.
I just
Sheldon
found Williams. That out there recently. That's
Tom Brady's sister's not an athlete.
I know, but
what the hell are
they
got
to be some genes in there. It's Tom Brady. Wow. Got seven rings.
What am I doing here on this show? What has gotten into you guys? Is it you guys sniffing glue in the back or something? What the hell is happening back
there? Oh,
he's got
us.
A hot brown in Indianapolis. He's got a non. Why not pick Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe? I mean, what the hell? I mean, she could walk.
She was good at walking.
She was really good at walking. I don't know about that.
Candace Parker and Sheldon Williams, I think, is a good choice.
Gabby Reese and Laird Hamilton.
I mean, they just got divorced. Kelsey Plum and Darren Waller.
Doesn't count.
That was going to be an awesome baby.
He wanted you to name your car Murray because Bill Murray was in Caddyshack.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Maybe I will name him Murray.
Well, there you go. That's why people were asking Murray. Okay, very good. Texas, they're a bright bunch, our group of listeners. God bless them. I'm sorry to tell you, I don't know who this person is. Who's Laird Hamilton?
Soccer player, I think.
There's got to be.
He's an American surfer.
Surfer. Damn, he's a good looking guy.
He's married to Gabrielle Reese, who is the famous volleyball star. He's still married to her.
Good for them.
Married her in 1997. God bless. 25th anniversary. Wow, they've been together for a while.
Good for them. Nice. Congratulations, you two.
She's nice, by the way. Gabrielle, we had her in studio, remember? Reese. Remember she came in studio? Oh, you weren't here yet?
No.
Well, it's back when we were at the other place. Not HAS, but I mean when we were on this station.
But at Blankenbaker. Yeah. Blankenbaker Studios. Yeah.
She came on. She's a doll. Very nice person.
Really nice. Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
She's very tall.
How tall is she?
She's tall enough to have about an inch on her husband.
Yeah. Zach Ertz and Julie Ertz. That's a good one, Jamie. That's a good one. You texted in.
That is good.
Yeah.
Zach Ertz. Simone Biles and Jonathan Owens, I think is his name.
I'm not sure.
He's not good, though, because he's not known.
Julie Ertz is on the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. Zach Ertz, tight end. That's a good one. Sydney LaRue.
All right, this is going to piss off our hardcore conservative listeners. How about Diana, what's her name?
Sue Bird and Megan Rapinoe. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Come on.
I mean,
A, they're both athletes, and B, they're both sports figures that are very good at sports.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Thanks, UB.
Thank you, UB Brown.
What am I looking up? Somebody sent me one that I don't think they may be trying to play gotcha, so I don't want to...
437-968 UPS job.
Yeah, they were playing gotcha, so I'll ignore that. But you're right, by the way, about Parker. Parker's married to Sheldon Williams.
Yeah.
They have a daughter, Layla Nicole Williams. Good for them. What is Sheldon Williams doing in his life?
Selling real estate.
He's 40 years old, so he ain't playing in the NBA no more. I know that. Oh, he was a coach for three years, but he's not doing that anymore either.
His nickname is the landlord.
Whose?
Sheldon Williams.
Sheldon Williams' nickname
is
the
really?
Landlord?
Is the landlord, yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Lots of properties or something?
The 15 best celebrity athlete couples of all time.
Okay.
And the picture they use is Mandy Moore. God, she's adorable. And Andy Roddick. Joe DiMaggio, Marilyn Monroe.
That's not...
Yes. What,
yeah. You know what? This segment brought to you by the Indianapolis Hot Brown. You just can't beat a good hot brown when it comes to Indianapolis. Kentucky Fried Chicken of Jacksonville. You'll certainly want to get chicken there. There's no better place for that. And the Little Italy neighborhood of Dubuque, Iowa. We have two Italians here, and we got spaghetti in a can. Come join us.
Posh Spice and Victoria Beckham. Victoria Beckham.
What the hell are we
David
doing?
Beckham.
What are we doing?
This is no. This
do you
is,
not understand the premise?
This is just,
two athletes.
This is just celebrity and athlete couples.
Why do you do this?
Mandy Moore and Andy Roddick, in for a penny, in for a pound. J Lo and A-Rod. Kim Kardashian and Reggie Bush.
Look at hit the dump button.
Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade. That's a good one. Giselle Bundchen and Tom Brady.
Not only are they not athletes, they're not even married anymore. They just make crap up. Beyonce and Oscar Robertson. No, they would. That's a famous couple.
Sierra and Russell Wilson. Kerry Washington and Nyamdi Asomuga.
You're only doing this to piss me off.
Yeah. Shakira and Gerard Pique. Mike Fisher and Carrie Underwood. Big fan
nice,
of
nice.
Hockey.
Nice.
The hockey.
Let's go.
The hockey delegation. Stand up. Hooray. Jessica Simpson and Eric Johnson.
Eric Johnson's dating Jessica Simpson?
I guess so.
The hockey player.
According to this, yeah.
Wow. Good for him.
Kate Upton and Justin Verlander.
Oh, that's a good one, bud.
Eric Decker and Jesse James Decker. That's a good one. Anna Kournikova and Enrique Iglesias. They had a good run. And that is mercifully over.
I'm surprised. When was that made?
That was November.
This recent November?
Yeah, this past November.
No Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce.
I guess that's why they were doing it. It was right around the time they became official.
Candace Parker's married to Anna Petrikova.
Candace Parker? No.
Petrikova married WNBA player Candace Parker in 2019.
No, she was married... Wait, what?
What said she was married with Sheldon Williams for 2008 to like 2016?
Oh, okay.
So unlike
but
some
do they,
of the
do
people,
they have a kid?
Who? Which? Who's the they?
Candace Parker and Sheldon Williams.
I don't know about the kid, but they have. She has one with. See, now these people belong on our list because they're both athletes. I don't even know if you know who that is, but Anna Petrikova is a fabulous women's basketball player, part of the women's basketball national team that placed fourth at the 2012 Summer Olympics. She's really good.
Who's she
at
play
basketball.
For?
She doesn't play anymore. I don't think she's not that young anymore. She's almost 40. But it says she's still playing. So she.
What country was that?
Russian. She's a Russian.
Russian. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. So congratulations to that's two more. Alex Morgan and her husband. He plays soccer. Who's Alex Morgan's husband?
I don't know. Alex Morgan husband. Let's see. What's the internet got to say? Servando Carrasco.
He is.
I know nothing about him.
Neither do
soccer
I.
Soccer player, but what?
Kind of looks like Pedro Pascal.
For whom does he play? He's 35 years old. He plays soccer. He's a former professional soccer player. He was a defensive midfielder. Oh, you couldn't say anything around this guy. You talk about being defensive. Where'd you get those shoes? Why, you don't like them? What's the matter with them? You don't think they're good? I just ask you what you got. What's the matter with you? You criticize my shoes? What are you?
He was a midfielder, too. He would always take the middle stance. He was Johnny Two Sides.
Yes,
he was defensive. And yeah,
both sides of the story. Yeah. Andre Agassi, Steffi Graf, I think, is still the best one. J.J. Watt and... I don't know who that is. Layla Ali is married to Curtis Conway. See, I don't know who these people are. Now I feel old again.
J.J. Watt wife. Kalia Watt. Oh, she's a...
Ooh. Is that true? Because if that is, that's also in their realm where the Graham Rahal and Courtney Force.
Oh, that's a good one.
Are they really married or he just made that up?
I don't know. But
because those are two legendary names in
racing. Different, yeah. Force in NHRA and Rahal in IndyCar.
Graham Rahal married Courtney Force in 2015. They must be fun. Like if they, I'll meet you at the IHOP. I'm going to drive separate. Okay. And they pull in the parking lot and they just.
Courtney goes faster, but Rahal's better at turning.
Steering.
Yeah, he's better at steering.
Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers.
They're not dating anymore.
I know, but.
You can't make crap up.
Technically, she's an athlete. That would have been an awesome baby. That hand eye.
Yeah, that would have been wild.
Yeah. We liked her. We had her on the show. I liked her. He seems really strange.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait till he doesn't play.
Oh, hey, year. Thank you, Texter. How dare we forget our own locals? Katie George and Paolo Del Piccolo.
Oh, apologies. Seriously, that's
apologies
a good point.
To both of you and to the listeners. Well, they're both great people. They both have been helpful in our charity, and they were really good at sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredibly nice people.
Yes.
Incredibly nice people.
Paolo will hopefully be defending his championship at the bocce tournament, which, by the way, let me remind you, if you want to be part of it, go to KFOV.org and please help us because this is an incredible initiative. I'm more excited about this than anything we've done in the 20-some years that we've been trying to raise money for cancer. I love what we're doing for the V Foundation nationally, but that is now a multiple hundreds of billion dollar fundraiser. What they've done is outstanding. But we want to do things that we can put your hands on here locally. And that's what we're doing here. So this is an initiative through Norton and U of L, we've done some things with the Markey Center, Lexington, and to some degree, by the way, it's partially there involved as well because this is a program that we have the technology in place to do the genetic testing. If somebody comes in with cancer, they can do the genetic testing and then try and trace to that gene in other relatives in their circle of a family. And if you can find that, you can beat cancer to the punch. And that's how you win. That's how you win against cancer. You beat it to the punch. And that's what we can do. And that's what this program does. The problem is you got to get people that are going to go out and be counseling these folks. What do you do? Who should get tested? How should you get tested? And then the technology exists to do it. I think they do it at the Markey Center. And I think they've had a program in place like this in Lexington, but we haven't had one here. And we need one. And we're going to get one. And, you know, you get 500 people with cancer, and 10% of those,
you wind up, they test positive in the gene thing here, you could save 50 lives. That's what we'll do. That's literally what this thing could do. 5-10% test positive, 25 to 50 lives. Who gets to do that? I don't know what you do in your life, but that would get me pretty jazzed up. And where I am in my life, I want to make that kind of a difference, which we can do in this community. So please consider helping us. Plus, you'll have a ridiculous amount of fun. You get to play on the field where Lou City and Racing Louisville plays. Nobody gets to do that. Literally. I mean, they have an academy. People come in from out of the area, and they play in the practice fields and everything. Nobody goes in the stadium. We will. I mean, you can, but then you'll get arrested.
Yeah, they frown on that.
Yeah, but here we can do that. And if you got a whole team of four, that's great. If you only have, I'd like to play with my friend, whoever, just bring them. We'll pair you up with somebody. It's fun. That's the bottom line. It doesn't take long. It's not like, I love golf, but golf's kind of a whole day deal. This is, You come and have lunch. We play from 2 to 4 and you're done. And as part of it, by the way, there's going to be a fantastic car show that is going to be there. So if you get there early, you can enjoy the car show, and you'll get to meet Vito. Vito's going to be in the car
show. Vito's going to be out there, yeah.
So say hi to Vito, and then come and play in the bocce tournament. So check it out, KFOV.org. Please consider helping us, because you don't get things done without raising some money, and we got to get the people involved. I don't think anybody would doubt that it's a worthwhile initiative, but let's raise the money to do it. KFOV.org. There's a phone number there if you want to call. You can talk directly to Jamie. It's his phone, and talk to him and ask him questions. And
you can ask him about how it was growing up with me. And I, for every dollar you donate, he'll tell you an embarrassing story about me. That's about that.
Great choice here. Thank you, Bart Connors and Nadia Comaneci.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, perfect 10.
Both Olympic champions. Yeah, very impressive. All right, we'll come back. ESPN 680-1057. Stay with us here as we roll on a We Want to Know Wednesday.